USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the United Nations Security Council was meeting in New York, Russian forces invaded Ukraine by land, air, and sea, confirming the worst fears of the West with the biggest attack in Europe since World War II. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
At the exact time as we are gathered in the council seeking peace, Putin delivered a message of war.
Russian missiles are raining down across a number of Ukrainian cities. Troops are pouring across the borders into the eastern part of the country and landing by sea in the south. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky said this is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. Ivanka Trump, daughter of former President Donald Trump and one of his top advisors in the White House, is now in talks with the House panel investigating the January 6th riot about a voluntary interview. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new poll is out asking whether the United States should be more involved in Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A new APNORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are urging the Biden administration to provide more details on its plans to restart federal student loan payments while raising concerns of potential chaos if the two-year pause ends as planned in May. In a letter to administration officials, a group of lawmakers asked the Education Department to respond to a long list of questions that appear intended to demonstrate the government is fully unprepared to ensure borrowers are properly notified before payments resume on May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Queen Elizabeth II has now postponed two additional scheduled virtual audiences, but will continue with very light duties, a Buckingham Palace spokesman said, as the 95-year-old British monarch recovers from COVID-19. The Queen, who had been fully vaccinated against coronavirus, tested positive for the disease over the weekend when she was said to be suffering cold-like symptoms. While she canceled virtual engagements since then, she has continued to perform other official duties, such as speaking to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, suggesting the world's oldest and longest reigning monarch is not completely unwell. A group of U.S. truckers started a convoy of vehicles on a 2,500-mile cross-country trip from Barstow, California to Washington, D.C. to protest against coronavirus restrictions. That group, which is calling itself the People's Convoy, is one of several starting from different parts of the country and are due to start arriving in the U.S. Capitol at various points through next week. Here's Kyle Stefzik, the organizer of the Freedom Convoy, leaving from Pennsylvania.
We're coming peacefully. We just want government overreach to end. We are asking you, end the state of emergency. End the mandates once and for all. To you other convoys that plan on meeting us here, we look forward to seeing you and joining with you. Mr. President, we have no other motives in this mission. You see, the government, our elected officials of both parties have failed us tremendously in these last 2 years, and now it's time for us, we, the people, to fix this, to end this. We're ready to get back to our lives, the ones promised and guaranteed in the United States Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.